Either way. Okay, leap year. Starting tonight. We have two others, which we are very excited about. Okay, so first, back on why do we have leap years? Obviously, we're going to have to make sure that we want the mitzvah, the right to have Pesach in the spring, Shomer Chodesh HaAviv. This week's parsha, it's not sort of a parsha. It doesn't say Shomor. It's Chodesh HaAviv this week's parsha. Yeah. I don't know. Rashi says it's like Yibeha, but I don't know if it's this mitzvah. None of the hasen, in the future hasen. This is not a Shomor. Definitely not a commandment in this parsha. But you're right. It's a little bit in the parsha. Fine. So make sure that in the spring we do that. Obviously, by adding a month every couple of years. We have a set cycle today, but okay, that's the reason why. Make a leap for anyone. Okay, fine. So. And we know it has to always be out. I don't know why would it have to be out there. We have a svara for this.
It's the last one.
Very good. You know the svara for why? The two basic svaras.
It's the one after Shvat.
Otherwise, I don't know what they mean. What?
For Pesach.
Yeah. Meaning, either it's because we're about to have, what's it called? Meaning, the reason Nisan has to be in the spring, so right before Nisan, obviously, we have a set calendar, but we know until right before sometimes. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to talk to the limit. Groundhog didn't see its shadow, but add a month, right? So, extra Shvat, extra Adar, 6 more weeks till Purim. That's what it means. It was still funny, okay? Just because we're talking about it now. Last week was funny because it was actually 7 weeks till Purim, but this week it is funny. fine, right? So, for the whole point is we have to make Nisan at the right time, so right before, as soon as we can. I mean, if you wouldn't necessarily know back in Teves whether it was, or other reason, he said it's the last month, right? The months have a number, they're in order, right? The Ramban talks about it, Zecher Lenes of Yisrael Mitzrayim. We make sure all the months, we count the months from Nisan, so maybe, you can say, as far as it doesn't make sense to add another month, it wouldn't even work, maybe. Right? Let's say, if it was on a Torah level, the months only have numbers, they only have names, Torah first each month by their individual. Numbers by a number. The names only come up at the end of Tanakh. We have them in Esther and Esther and Nehemiah a little bit, and the Ramban talks about we remember Elias Ezra from Bavel for by Asheni. We remember that by counting months by the names that are Babylonian names. Right? Actually, I found this book in the library that talks about has Babylonian calendars, and they have leap years either in El or they have all the same names. They have either leap years in El or Adar. Interesting. But we have only Adar. Either way, if the months are numbered like that, then maybe you can add on. Let's say I added an extra Av. So then, if the Torah says what? It's the worst month to add. You're right, but at the end of it's fun. I don't know. Either way, let's add a different month. Two different months. Then what's it called? Maybe one more. Meaning, you could still say that maybe Sukkot is still going to be in the seventh month. You can't have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Right? If there are. The months are just numbered, so then it's just there are some 12 months, some there are 13 months. So you can have another one, the 13th month will be the one that comes 13th. It's going to be the extra one, the other ones already have numbers. That's all that matters. Maybe, right? Okay, so we're talking about first a little bit why Adar, which we've touched on a little. Also, is there like a real Adar, right? Like, is it Adar split in half? Is the first month really Adar, and then we have another month, which if it's numbers, we see the
clashes. What makes it Adar?
Right? Like according to anything on a Torah level, just numbers. So there's the 12th month. We always have the 12th month. Just din of the 12th month. It would apply in this coming month now, this first month. And then the next month is just another one. Or is there maybe the one? This one's added, the next one's extra. Right? What's the indication? Will the next one be extra? Well, this one's added, the second one's the real one, and the first one's extra. What's the indication of that? What's an indication that maybe the first month is the extra one, the second one's the real one?
We keep Purim.
Keep Purim there. Right? So, Nafkamina is about which Adar matters. So, we can talk about Yom just like Purim, Dal Parshios, Kiyah Vishnechat Adar Mar Masimcha, that's our tonight, next month. I don't know. Talk a little bit. Talk about other genim, like personal things, say you're born, your yard site, your birthday, Bar Mitzvah, like which Adar you celebrate that in. And also, I think maybe the Mazalos may come up a little bit. If I don't know the Nafkamina for that, really. But, like, we know there's 12 Mazalos. I go around the year. So, like, Adar, does it have two mazels? One mazel? Is it one of the months?
No
the other month? No mazel at all? Let's talk about this a little bit. Okay, so that's why it matters. Okay, the Gemara says, first source here. Gemara, the Sanhedrin says, Eim Av Nishmat L'fnei Rosh Hashanah. Okay, the earliest time you can announce the leap year is back in Tishrei. That's why we only start saying Kaparas Pesha after Tishrei, which is the 13th phrase. Start saying it then. And in Brewing, you can do earlier. If you really should announce later, because people will forget. But Afpich Einim Avrin El Adar. So Chiyuv has to be only Adar. Right? So we said right here, two reasons for that. And Mechilta kind of pulls off on both these two reasons. There's Mechilta here. Seems to be two reasons why. Yochanan says, Shomer Chodesh Aviv, Chodesh Asamach L'Aviv, Atzma Aver. Meaning, if the whole point is Shomer Chodesh Aviv, that's a Chiv. It's going to be the spring. So, fine, okay. So, right before the spring, it's Adam. Chodesh Asamach L'Aviv, Atzma Aver is a Havi Omer is a Adar. Right? Okay, that's the first answer. And the first answer is given. Later on, we have another opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak that says, he compares his whole thing, he compares adding a leap year to leap months, which means basically more often refers to the 30th day of a month as Yom Iburo, the extra day of the month. So a month would be 29 or 30 days. So he says, obviously, he says, Machor into Sefes Ibur El Basof, which is a little strange, like what that means. Meaning, when you add an extra day to the month, it's at the end, obviously, because like it's the 29th day and then it's the 30th day, and that's the extra one. Which is, again, much of our numbers thing. And versus, Afshana in 7, Uber El Basof. So it seems a little strange, but could be touching on, like, the obvious one. That if it's all about not names, if months just have numbers, then obviously the ends when you add one. Like, if you have 5 of something, then you have 6 of something. So, which is the 6th one, the last one?
First one.
Unless it's like, and I can't, if you can count this thing count out of order. But, like, Pasha, this is how we count this work, you count them in order.
How else do you add some to the Hilbert Hotel?
7 to what?
How else do you add some to the Hilbert Hotel?
The hotel?
The Hilbert Hotel?
The Hilbert Hotel, I don't know what this is.
It's when you have a hotel with an infinite number of rooms, an infinite number of guests, and they're all the rooms are full, and then one person comes, and you tell everyone to move to room N plus 1, and then you put them in the first room.
N plus 1, I missed that part. Okay, fine. Yeah, so now you can do that. Either way, right. He's saying months you only add at the end. Obviously, the extra day is the end. So, two, I think you're getting it, right? And this, like, phrase, Ein Tosef Zibur El Basof, is quoted in Rishonim a lot. Like, Tosfos has a phrase that he seems to say, like, Ein Ma'ubers El Basof, something like that. He quotes that in Rishonim. We'll get to that a little later, actually. Again, that comes up a few times. But, seems to be seems like the answer is not like a real source for it. Just like, of course, where's it going to be? The end. Right? There are 13 months, and there used to be 12, now there's 13. So, the 13th one is the one that's in the extra. Doesn't matter. You can add a different month. Okay. Yeah.
I don't understand the Gemara. What does it mean?
Which one?
Oh,
I mean, that's talking about calculating. Sorry, it's about calculating the month. We calculate a month. I mean, we only can announce the calculation. Basically, we don't have to do it today, really. It's all set before, but basically, we have to make a formal announcement for leap year. We send out word. So we don't want to do it too early because people might forget.
What?
It's like the process of it.
So what does it even do to declare that?
Meaning, Basin is the one who decides it's for leap year or not. So Basin makes the declaration. When it's Al Pi Cheshbon, Al Pi Ria, and that time before we had a set calendar. Of course, we had Adam come for. We don't have Adam come. The whole long process of what you look at. It's like two dots here, all about leap years. It's about what you look at, seasons, the skufos, maybe the weather, different areas. We're gonna be ready for Pesach in time. Right, all different calculations you do. So Mar says, really, it's things you kind of do in the winter. All the things you look at the trees. You look at the trees. Whether there's gonna be grain, enough grain for Karban Pesach. Whether there's gonna be enough sheep for the Karban Pesach. And agreeing with the Omer sheep with Karban Pesach, whether people are going to be able to travel. It could be a factor if the roads aren't built well enough to be able to travel early. Different reasons given, okay?
Yeah.
So, really, the calculation should be done in the winter, but you can do it earlier. So, we're scared we know it's going to be leap year based on the seasons, and we're scared it's going to be announced, there's going to be some decree, we're not going to be able to announce it the same way.
So, that's when they announce.
Yeah, so.
6 months till the summer.
So, that's the latest you can do, but you can do it earlier because we don't want people to forget. We announce way in advance, people might forget. So after Tishrei is when the earliest time you can announce it. But still, you can't say, oh, through leap year right now, can we have a chance? Right? Still, you can't say, okay, we're scared it's going to be a decree. Let's make a couple Marachshwan or something like that. Right? Hey, I'm doing what you're doing. Just in words. I'm joking. Okay. All right, so let's do double Marachshwan. So they can't do that. It's got to be either fine. But yeah, but the other thing comes up, the discussion about why you make a leap year. How to decide whether it's a leap year or not. We're talking about that today. We're talking about why Adar and what that means. What does it mean to add Adar? Yeah, okay, fine. So the Rambam says our first answer, which is the first answer to the Shulta, right? All right, he just quotes it here, right? He says, Shana Veres, he Shana Mosif. Look, is there an indication here in the Rambam talks about which one is extra? I'm not so sure. He says, Mubaris, he Shana Mosif Mokhoresh, in Mosif Olam Ela Adar. Oshana saw, Oshana Shnei Adarin. Adar Yisham Adar Shani. So it didn't say which one is extra. It says, take Adar and make it into two Adars. First Adar, second Adar. Could be the same. The first Adar, I don't know if it's so clear from this. We'll get back to this. Which one is extra, right? Pay Ma Mosif, why Adar? He says, clearly, the reason why we pick Adar is because it's one right before Nisan. Okay. Okay, let's go to Gemara Megillah, right? You talked a little bit about which, right? Gemara Megillah has a discussion, seemingly one of a good place to start, about how to figure out which is the real Adar. The Gemara talks about Right, which one do you read the Megillah in, right? The Gemara says, Ein bein ada rishon l'sheni, ela, right? Bikur Megillah Dal Parashios, and you also include Machon Slavionim. Basically, the mitzvahs of Purim and the Dal Parashios are in the first Adar. The second Adar, and the first Adar doesn't, but they're the same. The Gemara says for Hefsed and Tanis, right? Right, you can't fast and you can't do eulogies on Purim Katan. It's only, right? Definitely neither. Okay, fine. We'll probably save you in a volcano. But yeah. Even with Shabbos, yeah. Yeah, it's a little different. But still, either way. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, also it's not clear from the Gemara has a machlokas about which of the real Adar, and the Gemara has two sodom about which one to read the Megillah in. And it's either first Adar because Eim Avir and all mitzvos, or second Adar because. What's it called? Second Adar because of Chodesh Pesach. We want to Somech Geula LeGeula. Right, which again, some of people pointed out that it doesn't sound like an Adar reason. It sounds like a Purim reason, right? So, if it's the second Adar, Megillah, second Adar, we want to read Megillah near Pesach. So that would be a good reason to read the Megillah then, but it's not a good reason to have your bar mitzvah in Adar Beis. It's not the real Adar, maybe. Right? Either way, but the way the Gemara phrases it, it doesn't sound like it's about. It sounds like it's B'dieved. The Gemara says, Karu is a Megillah, because remember, leap years used to be announced very towards the end of Adar. There's a whole discussion about whether the last day of Adar is Shayach or not. It could be it's the last day of Adar since it's potentially Nisan. If it's the 30th day of Adar, it could have been Nisan. So maybe you can't make a leap year anymore. I talk about Chizkiyah made a leap year too late, Gemara Sanhedrin says. Sachem says. Right? But what's it called? The Gemara sounds like the way the Gemara phrases it. If you read the Megillah in the first Adar in Adar, and then you admit to make a leap year, do you have to read the Megillah again? That's the Machlokas. So it sounds like it's only B'dieved. Meaning, the way the Bryce is phrased, it sounds like the opinion it could be either one. Meaning, everyone would agree that if we knew it was a leap year from months back, we would do the second Adar. The only question is, if you read the Megillah and then decided it's a leap year, do we have to do the Megillah again? Although the reasons the Gemara gave don't really fit that, because you wouldn't say Eim Avir Al Mitzvos is the reason not to, like, you know what I'm saying? So the Gemara, Eim Avir Al Mitzvos sounds like, oh, there's two Adars. Do the first Adar because Eim Avir Al Mitzvos. Do the Mitzvah as soon as possible. But you wouldn't say it's only in a case where you already read the Megillah. That doesn't make sense. Eim Avir Al Mitzvos only works in the Freya. That doesn't make sense. But the Brice sounds like one of the Gemara's reasons for the Brice that don't necessarily match that. So it could be the Gemara assuming that even Machili reading the first Adar according to Rabbi Lezer. Either way, I don't know if that's actually Gemara here. Either way, the Rush says, he addresses the question about, okay, what about other things, right? Let's say you had a personal thing, right? He says, what's it called? Alright, the Rush says, "Hey, comes the Abrashon, a kodem Adarishon." Looks like we knew from before, right? Oz havi Adarishon kamo shvat. Right, this is the source of the famous shvat based versus Adar Aleph. Silly Makaris that we need to find that end up being real Makaris. Okay, we'll tell, right? So, Musar Shmuz, they call it Shvat Bey, it's not Adar Aleph. People start fooling around Adar Aleph for some reason, it's not Adar yet. Right? Well, I don't know. It was a push for spontaneous dancing, but it wasn't spontaneous enough, so they didn't do it, because fake Adar. But, like, that's the point. That's the Musar point here. I want to get a Musar point out of this. But, it sounds like he's saying, only time we would say the first Adar is if you already read the Megillah, because the Gemara says that if Dala Parsha, you don't have to repeat. If you did Dala Parsha the first Adar, Dala Parsha Shabbat Shabbat. Meaning, you read the Parsha in the first Adar, you don't have to read again the second Adar. But, he said that, meaning you have to read it again. He's saying, obviously, that's only if you didn't know it was going to be a leap year. Then you don't have to read it again. Dal Parshios can be either one. But obviously, if you knew it was a leap year from months before, you wouldn't say, let's read Dal Parshios. They're all either connected to Purim or Pesach, right? Well, Shkalim is really Pesach, really. Shkalim is because it's a month before Pesach. Parah and Chodesh Rafsi Pesach. And Zachar is connected to Purim. So it wouldn't make sense to have the Dal Parshios in Adar Aleph and then Megillah reading in Adar Beis. Right? See, only if you didn't know, then you don't say on the Dal Parshios. But he says, if you knew before, it was like Shvat. And then he even says, even Hesped and Tanis also, if you knew beforehand, you wouldn't even have, you'd be allowed to have Hesped on Purim Katan. And he also says, right? I mean, so okay, the question is, why, okay, fine. So at the end of the day, why the Dal Parsha is good? If it's saying it's really like Shvat, he says it's like Shvat. Basically, not literally Shvat, meaning it's like the wrong month, right? You use totally wrong month to read the Dal Parshios. So that's the thing. Just that, there's nothing different else. So why, if I read the Parshios, B'dieved is a fine. Right. Also, we said before, I don't know if you have to hold like this, but we saw the line in the Chilta that says, "Eino shem beres el basofa." So, like, if it's really like Shvat in the sense that not actually Shvat, but like it's between Shvat and Adar. You have Shvat, you have a dead month, an extra month, whatever reason, and Adar. And we started to add one. So, what does that mean? It's misaveres basofa. Also, why the Dal Parsha is good? Right. So, I want to say maybe it doesn't mean it's like Shvat. It means it's not Adar in the sense that.
But you see what I mean.
L'chadchila,
we considered like a Jewish
But the stars basofa doesn't mean that we add a month at the end. You have 12 months, and then another month is the leap month. It means the last month, Adar, has a month connected to it. Meaning there's, and it could be even before or after. L'chachilah should be before, because we want Pesach to be near Pesach. But if you do it the way around, that'd be fine too. And the other month is related to Adar. Even if it's before, it's got to be connected to Adar. It doesn't have to, it should be before Adar. But it's not a good month to do a thing, because you'd rather use the real Adar, the one that's next, but it's like comes out of Adar. You'd rather come out early, but if you're later too. And that can be explained why it's so still, and also explain why Zal Parshas is fine, because Shaykh enough to Adar that if you don't have this Smichas Gula Gula thing, you should be fine. So I think maybe he's saying, I don't know. Your Shami is a lot of fun. Shami, I literally asked a question. Lulu says, for a lot of please stand up. It says, Adar Rishon Tosefes, Adar Sheni Tosefes. Lulu asked the question, and it says, my Benayu? The Gemara says, Shnei Kivse Atzeres Benehem. Right? The which doesn't make any sense at all. Like Shavuos? We're talking about Shavuos? The. So every, all of Mepharshim, Kankineski, all of them on the side, it says, take that word out. I mean, Kilasim, we're talking about Karbon, which is a great Navkimina, right? For which is the real Adar. Meaning, basically, if you have a carbon born in the 15th of Adar, in a regular year, so the next year, you have to be less than a year old for lots of carbonos, it's be less than a year old. So if you have a carbon, it's be less than a year old, can I bring it? Can I bring it until, do I have until Adar Aleph or Adar Beis? 16th of Adar Aleph, 15th of Adar Beis. Right? It's a great napkin, which is a real Adar. If the first Adar is the real Adar, the second one is extra, and the first Adar is what he puzzle. And if I have to, if second Adar is the real Adar, I mean, we're including second Adar.
You also could say it doesn't. A year is 12 months.
You could have said that.
Yeah.
So the Pnei Moshe actually, he keeps the word of Teresi. So that's explaining. There's a whole long thing explaining why Dafka we picked the Shavuos carbon. There's any carbon. It doesn't make so much sense. He says they're Ma'akiv Zazah. I'm not sure why that matters for this. Then he says, fascinating. He says it does matter for a carbon Shavuos on Shavuos, which is the real Adar. So what thought, okay, fine. One's extra, but I think it's Shavuos. Who cares anymore? No, he says. If it's born, let's say if it's carbon born at the end of Shavuos in a Shana Peshitta, the next year the Shana Mubaris, meaning, okay, in between. So it's born at the end of Sivan. So if you said the first Adar is extra, and basically what you're saying is months can have, years can be 13 months. So this year was 13 months. So this sheep is 12 and a half months old, but it hasn't reached its birthday yet. Because the reason it's still not a year old, because we added the month in the middle of the month. But if you say that Adar Beis is extra, then why would you say Adar Beis is extra? It's because years are 12 months, and then you have an extra month. It's like kind of like not part of the year. You have like 12 months, and then another month. And if that's true, the year's only 12 months, and this animal is more than a year old. The reason we couldn't put a year, a month, between Shvat and Adar is because that's the year. The year goes from Nisan to Yer Sivan all the way around to Adar. And you can't break that, because that's like a year. So it's a weird story, but he's playing the word Saras.
It's like there's some people that want to like get rid of a day or whatever, that way, like every month, every week,
the same day of the
week. Yeah, whatever it is. Yes, then we end up having to just like have like a day that's outside of the week and outside of the year.
You had a crazy shit about this recently.
So it's like that. Like it's just his own thing.
Yeah, so it's because it's his own thing, you would think, if you thought that, you would also think that a sheep that's 12 and a half months old, even though it was born end of Sivan, it's still Sivan, early Sivan, Shavuos, there'll still be a problem. Okay, so interesting. So, it seems like saying, which is extra month? It's not just, we have 12 months and one of them's extra. Which one is it? It's small enough. It's like a big way of looking at leap years in general. Is it, there's 13 months? Is it 12 months or 13 months in a year? Or is there 12 months in a year and sometimes another month added on to the year? Okay. I mean, obviously, you're basically saying, we have 12 months a year and you're not ready for the next year. It's not spring yet. We can't have Pesach yet. So we had our year. Let's just have some more days where it's not part of the year, and then add a month. Okay. Supposed to how he would explain it.
And which way would it fit better with the idea of the extra month, whichever one it might be, being in Adar opposed to stuff?
Why would it be there? Meaning the reason it's there is because it's not part of the year. The year is 12 months.
No, that's not what I'm asking.
What do you mean?
Like, do you think there's, in the Hakira of is it 12 plus 1 or is it 13 month year? Do you think that lines up in any way with, is the extra month like Adar, or is it like, no, just the 13th?
I think it wouldn't be Adar. If it was separated from, it was 12 months plus a month, you wouldn't say it's Adar, you say it's just another month, that's just there. But we call it Adar Beis because it's near Adar.
Outside the year, though, then, like...
It's not any of the months. It doesn't have any quality of any of the months. Of course, that'd be very hard to say. Meaning, obviously, if the Gemara includes the Easter one, makes it better for him, because the Gemara doesn't include his side of the Kakira, which is that it's 12 months and an extra month is not part of the year. Like, what would that mean? It doesn't go into so much, because the Gemara actually passes explicitly first Adar is extra for this, which is interesting, because it makes it harder to understand if it's based off numbers. I can have one in the middle. Okay. Also, it does explain why I have like part of the second month. We'll get back to the Shami a little bit. Either way, Tosos is close to the Shami, because Tosos thinks. Tosos has a strange phrase. I don't know why he says this. For source 7 there, he says, Tov the Malus Harish. We were talking about in the time of Kiddushalpi Re'ia, rules about the whole discussion about rules about which Adar and which 20 days. Okay, fine. I mean, 29 days for 30 days, which Adar. Okay, fine. And he says, Tosos says, we do, we always have the first Adar be a Malay, which we'll have this month. This Adar Rishon is always a Malay month. He says, why? This is, I don't know what this means. Tov the Malus Harishon to Chodesh Ibor Shin Asosei Baal Hashanah. It's good to have Adar Aleph be 30 days because it's the one that makes the year longer, so it should be as long as possible. I don't know what the connection is. Like, it's the month that makes the year a leap year, so it should be longer. I don't know. Like, those are totally different things. Like, being a month being 30 days and a year being 13 months. I don't know. I don't know what that means. But either way, he's definitely saying, like, I don't know what that means on its own. But he says that, what's it called? Because the clue is saying the first month is the extra month, right? That's why it has to be 30 days, because it's the extra one, right? It's the extra month. I don't know why that's the reason for 30 days. But also, he says, I forgot the meaning, Shana Musaberes Basofa. Right? He said, even though we say that the month should be, the year is Misaveres Basofa, he's quoting that Mechilta, that says we add months at the end of the year, still the first one can be extra. Meaning, I think maybe related to what we said before with the rush, that like, the last, even if you're adding between Shvat and Adar, it's the fact is, the point is not just a month between Shvat and Adar. It's not the end. It's Adar is the end. Like, it's still the end because you're adding on to Adar. It pulls out of Adar. I don't know how to say it. Like, there's Adar and then there's a month sticking out of it. So it could be after, but it should be before also. Either way, it's connected to the last month. But it's not that you have a year. Misaveres Basofa doesn't mean you have a year and then at the end you add another month. Right? It's that you have a year and the last month has another month attached to it. Almost like 2 months are a little connected. Like, it's not the Shvat and Adar Aleph and Adar Beis. Adar Aleph and Adar Beis, they have the same name for a reason.
If you don't want to think that Adar, the fact that there are two Adars, or the extra month by Adar, if you don't want to think that that violates the rule of Shana Misaveres Basofa, then you have to say that they're connected. They're both Shnei Adarin.
Yeah, you have to say some say, yeah, exactly. Some connected. They have the same name. Is that a coincidence? We couldn't have any more names? Or they're really connected to them? Right? Either way, Rav Schechter's piece about this, like, coolest piece of this whole topic, Rav Schechter's piece. I spoke to him about it a little today. It was so fun. But he says, Dabar Pashat, this is his big thing, and no one talks about this besides him. No, I've heard anyone talk. He has, it's very clear. He says, Pashat, that on a Torah level, anything you do in Daraisa, it's going to be 12, and it's because all numbers, all right? The months only have numbers before, right? That the only reason that we add a month at the end is because it's the last one. You can't add numbers, and there's no connection between 12 and 13. It's just some years, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 12. And some years it's 10, 11, 12, 13. It's extra month. And he said, didn't Darais say, if you're born in the 13th month, and the year of your bar mitzvah, it's not a leap year, your bar mitzvah is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right? You don't say, oh, you're born in, I don't know, you're born on Zion Adar Beis, so this year it's not a leap year, it's Zion Adar. No, you wait till Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because it's the 13th month. There's no 13th month this year. So, like, why would you pick Adar? Adar is the 12th month. So if the year you were born is 13, you're born in 13th month, so you don't have birthday this year.
There aren't shatim about this.
What?
There aren't shatim about this.
Not really. Some, a little bit. About like writing shtaros and Adar, he talks about this. And doesn't he, I mean, he quotes some things, but
that's a real nafka mina. A
couple things. What
for all the kids born in leap year?
He thinks.
What's about the 13 month year thing?
I mean, he has a suffix. He thinks it's partially true before Ezra. Then he has a suffix about Ezra. When we give names to the months, he says he's only two possibilities. So either it's only works to Dinan Rabbana, right? Dinan Daraisa. You have numbers, and then Ezra decided we decided to give names to months, and now since we have 2 months with the same name, Adar Aleph Adar Beis, right? That either only works with Dinan Rabbanan, and the only reason the Megillah could be Adar Beis is because of Dinan Rabbanan, and the only reason anytime the Gemara mentions Dinan Rabbanan, or he says it could be an example of also Leis Chadash. We have a couple times in Shas where it talks about, for example, the Gemara comes up in the Gemara Sanhedrin about Mishnah Torah Kosova Asid Lishtano, something like that. right? This, like that, that you can change. It used to be we used to have Ivri, now we used to have Ashuri. Why is that allowed? Because it was also to be changed. Right? There's one opinion of the Gemara there that says that the only reason it's okay is because when the Torah was given, it was already understood that there's a Mesorah from Har Sinai that we're going to change this font at a certain point. Okay, so he says maybe it's an example of that. But he says, Pashat, that before Ezra, anyone from Moshe Rabbeinu until Ezra, Adar Beis would be considered, Adar Beis is just the 13th month, not connected to Adar at all. And for all demons like that, either, and either for Dinu Doraisa, and if you don't find an exception to that, the connection to Adar is like something, you know what, we'll see more things like that in a little bit. It's the end of this, is about the connections of the two. But he thinks that Pasha, that's either only because of Rabbanan or because it was changed, but before Ezra it wasn't like that. That's what he insists the whole time.
And then presumably the Rabbanans would only relate to Adar Bet then. They wouldn't.
Maybe, maybe not. But yeah, but you're right. I mean, obviously reading the Megillah on Adar Beis, he would say that's only because, either it's because of Rabbanan, and Chazal instituted what they instituted, and at the time of Ezra, we already had names by, we didn't give months names. It was already called Adar Beis, so we could say Adar Beis. But if this was Din D'Oraisa, that was like we had a Yontif in the 12th month. The Torah ever said Torah doesn't visit you really in 12th month. The Torah said in the 12th month, Pashad, that definitely until Ezra it would be Adar Aleph, and maybe even after, unless you said it was changed. The Din was changed, and it was already Ustin to be changed. That's what he says, which is interesting. Okay. There's the Magen Avos. Most Muslim Makor that's against this. I mean, either it's not necessarily against this. It's just that it's clearly must have been a change. Because Magen Avos talking is explicitly not like a Din D'Rabbanan. He says, but Din D'Oraisa, he says, if you, the Magen Avos says, you turn 13 years old, if you're born, even if your bar mitzvah is always an Adar Beis, even if you're born in Adar Aleph, and then your bar mitzvah is also a leap year, you still wait to Adar Beis. Even though you're born in month 12, and this year's also month. Why Adar Beis? Because he says Adar Beis is the real Adar. And even though you're born on Adar Aleph, each year you gotta have a birthday. And like when you turn 12, it wasn't a leap year. You turn 12 in Adar Beis. It wasn't a leap year. So then you gotta finish that whole 13th year. You can't be a mitzvah until 13 years in one day. Right? You gotta finish that 13th year. And you don't finish the 13th year until it's been a year since your 12th birthday. And that's not until Adar Beis. Adar Beis is the real Adar.
So if there are two Adars, if there are two Shana Sumim Baris in a row, then you would be.
I mean, if you could do that, maybe what about your 11th birthday though? When you turn from 11 to 12, meaning each of your matter? Birthdays, unless you had, which is not allowed, 13 Shana Sumim Baris in a row from the time you were born until your Bar Mitzvah, he said your Bar Mitzvah would be an Adar Beis. And you're born in Adar Aleph because one of those years wasn't a leap year, and you became Bar whatever age. In Stam Adar, and then from then on, your birthday is happening in Adar Beis because there's a couple of sfaras you have to assume by saying this.
Obviously, he says that's because of a year in between.
He says look at it. He says when you're reading stuff, he says, "My shanas gimel b'shal shanim." The shanas ibor bash. No, earlier. Sorry. See, I'll look at the third line of this. Right? No, let's go later. Shanas bash for deim shanas yudgimel b'ubaras. Also, Hashanola Adarisha Nasa Ben Yigibba Adarisha, that's his quoting from the Shachan Arach, right? Kachat of Lavash. Lavash says that. Tzorachid, I don't understand. He says, Deha Mishanola Bashana Pshuta, Ainu Nasa Bar Mitzvah Adar Sheni. Obviously, we know that's a din because we have Haskin second Adar is a real Adar, right? If you're born in Adar Beis, and Stam Adar, you're Bar Mitzvah Adar Beis, right? We said that earlier. Im Kain, Gamze Af Mishanola Bashanasi Ibor, Mikol Makam Ishtaket Haisa Shana Pshuta. Nasa ben yud beis ba'adar stam. You turn 12 in a regular adar, in a stam adar. In came lo molulo yugimel shana yugimel ashnas adar shani.
Right, so then it would follow that it's two in a row, your first birthday would be adarisha even.
Yeah, if it's two in a row, yeah, you're right. Like we can't have two in a row. Not based on that, not in the way we do our calendars today.
Yeah,
but you're right. In theory, you're right. If it was the din of the first birthday and you're two out of in a row, then you probably would agree to that. But yeah, either way. Okay, so this is definitely, Rav Shechter would say, this is because, even if it's Dindar Reis, he'd say, because it's Asul is Chadash. Meaning, even Rav Shechter would say that Magen Avraham couldn't have said this before Elias Ezra. Okay. There's also, early in the Yerushalmi, I don't have it in the course here, but the Yerushalmi says that the Purim story happened in a leap year. How do you know? Because it says, Chodesh Ha'adah, Chodesh Shneim Asar, Chodesh Adar, and Mikaldi Kashlosh Asar. I want to explain what that means. The 12th, which is strange, because the Gemara, all about the Megillah, it says number and name. Every time it says month. Yeah. So it's just strange. It says, like, if the leap year, if Adar is, hey, Adar is... We're talking about Adar.
Double Parsha this week.
Double Parsha this week, yes. Very important. Mishpatim Mim Kesef. The Sefer Chinuch that separates the mitzvahs of Mishpatim and Parshas Mim Kesef to Lazami. He thinks it's two Parshas. So double Parsha happens every year. Very important, yeah. Okay. Right? What's it called? Rishami says, Chodesh Neim Azar, Chodesh Adar, means that the 12th month is Adar, implies there are 13 months. Which is strange, I don't know how it applies that. That's what Gemara says. So, and the Pashtus is then, like the way the Mefarshim on the side of the Yerushalmi, the Pashtus sounds like in the 12th month, it was Adar, but it also was the 13th month that year. Which goes to the obvious problem, that if Adar, if the year of the Purim story, I understand, if the Purim story happened in Stam Adar, right?
Yeah.
Right, the Purim story happened in Stam Adar, so like I said, we'll figure out which is a real which Adar we use. We celebrate Adar Aleph, Adar Beis. It's very hard to say that if the Purim story happened in Adar Aleph, we celebrate Adar Beis. Right? Which is why they refer to Yerushalmi, I think is why they say this. They try to reread the Yerushalmi. They say, no, it means Chodesh Neim Asar, meaning, this is really strange, but it's an even weirder way of reading the Pashtun. It's just like, the month that is usually the 12th month, but this month, this year wasn't the 12th month, it was Adar, it was the 13th month. Which doesn't even make any sense in the Gemara. It's just like Chodesh Neim Asar, the year, the month that's usually the 12th month. By the way, that's Adar, but this year it was the 13th month. Because I don't know that's even strange. Even strange. It says, the month that's usually the 12th month, Dehainu Adar, but this year wasn't the 12th month. They're obviously the reason they're saying that is because they're like, well, why would we celebrate Purim in the second month, the first month? The Chassam Sofer has a different reading. He says that. He doesn't mean there was a leap year, but it should have been a leap year. Or, as in, and Haman got the Gadol lands in the 12th month, right? And he was excited, 12th month, there's no schus for Am Yisrael, because Moshe Rabbeinu died that month.
Actually, to strengthen the Yerushalmi, in Parak Tess and Megillah.
I think it's from earlier, but yeah, I think it's from Gimel Pasuk.
No,
I know.
When they actually establish the holiday, it doesn't say Chodesh Adar, it just says Chodesh Adar. Which might imply that, so the main Adar, and the other times... He's talking about the 12th month that is Adar, but the main Adar is the main Adar, and then it's when it starts the holiday.
Interesting. Right, Tosos, which is later on.
It says, Vayikalu, Yudimash Yushan Gamba Yom Abbas or Lachodesh Adar. Actually, that doesn't really work because then it's still part of the story. So never mind, it doesn't make any sense.
That's okay. Look at the Tosos, look at the second to last Mukher, Tosos.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you for now, a little later, but look at it quickly. He has an even weirder thing. He says, look at the Tosos. Ema Abin al Adar, why? The chol chadashim ain ma'avrin dechsev lachorish name azar chorish adar im ma'avrin achim mishar chadashim lo havi adar shem azar. What? Basically, if you had a double er, so then by the time it gets to adar, it'd be the 13th month, and we know that the din, the 12th month, has to be adar.
Right.
So if you add any
so
other month,
so much so that the real adar is the 13th.
I don't know what that means. Like, okay, whatever. We'll get back to this. Either way. But yeah, that's the problem with it. Either way, the Chassam Sofer says his whole thing, his whole drasha where he says no. Haman decreed Adar Aleph to be the month that we're going to kill the Jews, and Mordechai and Esther decided they wanted the schus of Moshe to guard them, so they decided to cancel the leap year. So it means Chodesh Neim Asar, Chodesh Adar, meaning the month that was the 12th month, and then we were makdim Adar, the real Adar, back into Adar Aleph so that the schus would protect us. So because of that, the Chashuk HaKemen looks at that and says, see from that, the Mashnu Shnechat Adar Mar Mesimcha goes on both months, because they were both included in the miracle. Okay. That's okay, fine. It works. I'm so over to try to read the Gemara. Well, oh, wait. How do you explain this Gemara, though? I say no. Meaning, because what we've seen so far, you don't have to say this. You could say, maybe, Taka, if it was the, because, I mean, the Chassam Sofer says it explicitly, and it's, I think it's implied by the Shalom, that how could it be that Purim story happened in Adar Aleph and we celebrate Adar Beis? Right? I was like, no, maybe, as we said before, it's not two different months. It's not like, if a miracle happened, he says, it's like, if a miracle happened in Shvat, I think they would celebrate in Purim because Smichas Geula Geula, that doesn't make any sense. Right? You wouldn't take a Yontif from a different part of the year and put it in Adar because it's near Pesach. That doesn't make any sense. I say, no, but if it really was different months, that would be a good question. Maybe, the Pashtun of Yerushalmi is that the months are connected. They're always connected. They were connected. That's why we said in Pesach Pesofa, right? Meaning, it's not there's 1, 2, 3, 10, 11, 12, 13. It's 10, 11, and there's 2, 12. They're so connected that a holiday from the first month can be celebrated in the second month. Because they're like, it's like it was even a din even before the Megillah. It was always a din. They would do the same month twice. And the months kind of, so let's figure out a little bit why would that be, right?
So you made me nervous because I'm speaking at a bar mitzvah next week.
Uh-huh.
I just chashmin out quickly. Like they should be making the bar mitzvah.
Maybe it should be next month.
But I think 13 years ago was a leap year.
13 years ago was a leap year. But we're not going to have him say, wait a month. But I don't think I'm holding him, not going to have him.
Yeah.
You can buy him. We can talk about this if you want.
This year's not a shadow as much.
It could be more, yeah. But the book happens to think it is, but yeah.
Yeah,
no one does. Not this one.
Like you could rely on
you could talk about it, though, if you're speaking at it.
Me.
Don't quote him in Magen Avraham, because it's a stira. You can't quote him in Magen Avraham when you speak about it, because it's a stira, it's your whole thing. He thinks it shouldn't be there.
No, other Rabbi, it would be an investment in trying to make a second party.
I'm saying, yeah.
If you pitch into the bar mitzvah, you could have another party.
It's a good joke.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Fine, right? Okay, fine. Okay, what does it mean the months are connected a little bit? So I'll look at a few words that seem to speak more important right? I mean, I think the reason why we say this is because there's like an idea that, like, years are 12 months. There's like a miscarriage to the year. Years are 12 months. Every month has, like, its own...
They're only 12 mazelos.
...identity, right? Exactly. That's what we're talking about first. Mazelos, right? There's 12 mazelos. Also, like there are things in the month. Like, obviously, there's a din that Nisan has to be in the spring. But, like, we know, like, Hanukkah is in the winter. Like, is that like a din? It just happens to be toast in the winter? I see. Chag HaSif has to also does a din to chalitza in the spring. It never comes up in the fall. It never comes up. The Gemara talks about, they're both dinim d'oraisa, but Gemara isn't hindered. But obviously, once you fixed Pesach and Nisan, it never really comes up. By the time Sukkot is going to be good too. But it's also a din.
Well, unless right? They're being Mabar El.
Yeah, if it's Mabar El. Like the Babylonians were Mabar El.
And
that's
they must have
Ezra.
Thought. They didn't realize it's not going to be an issue.
Yeah. Either way, right? So
could
maybe
could that be pshat?
There is a mezuzah is kind of part of that. Mezuzah is basically say there's part. Obviously, mezuzahs are obviously solar, not lunar. Right? We connect each mazel to a month, but like, obviously, it's based on where the Earth and the Sun are. Think of the Moon. The Moon is the same each month, right? Obviously, the Sun and the Moon. Earth's going around the Moon. The Earth's going around the Sun all year, and we go near different zodiacs in the sky. That's how the mezuzahs work. But like, we still say like, Adar is mazel Dagim, and right, it's mazel Shor is Nisan. Right? I don't know them all. Tomim is Sivan. Dli is Shah.
I don't know if that's me.
I don't know. The scales. Tishrei. Either way, right? But like, obviously, it's off by a few days, a couple of years, and then we have a leap year and it fixes it, right? Well, Chizkuni is something weird, right?
Except for our calendar.
Yeah.
Now we're permanently on
that. So what do you want a leap year, though? Right? How do you have 13 zodiacs in 12 months? Chizkuni says, wild. He says, Bachel and Hashem, this last couple weeks of Pasha, the war with Amalek, he says, all the warriors, why? Shenoldin ba'adar sheni. Ein lehen lira mi-machshafos, machshafos, she-hare ein bo mazel. Ve'ein Amalek mechashav mehem. Ve'yesh lehem lechuz, ve'yubes mazelos. Ove'eis, she-ein lo mazel, ein kishav mefliach. Amalek were very into kishav, and they could figure out everyone's mazel, how to beat them. But, so they took warriors who were dafka born adar beis, because there's no mazel. I don't know what that means. Like, are there no stars? Like, how does Shabbos end in Adar Beis? It goes on forever? Or like, Bishul Akim doesn't apply, because what is Kulavim? Doesn't happen? Like, I don't know. It's weird. So, you ever look at the sky? You ever look at the sky and see stars in Adar Beis? Do you know why? Because it leaves Ezra. That's why. They made it into Adar. But until then, there wasn't. It's gotta be pshat.
Also,
you go back before Ezra, there's no stars in Adar Beis.
Also, it's funny, because Hashem said Lachem, so there was no Adar Sheni and when these people were born.
Yeah. What do you mean?
They just got a Mitzrayim.
Got a Mitzrayim, yeah.
So when they were born.
Oh, when they had been born, no without a base. Yeah, that's a whole different chibur about how Kiddush Kodesh works before Matan Torah. It's a different chibur, because months are talked about before Matan Torah a few times.
But are Adar?
Mabel. Not Adar, but like, what does that mean? So like, it's a different chibur about leap years before Matan Torah. Either way, President Dr. Rabbi Eliezer, Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, he says... He said, I don't have it here, but he has an even weirder answer. It sounds like it's saying that, what's it called? It sounds like he's saying that in either base, you just use the mazel of Tishrei, and then it's just off for the whole year, and the next leap year is off by again. After 12 leap years, it catches up. He basically says, like, oh yeah, either Aleph would be. Dugim, right? The Adar Mazel, and the Adar Beis will be the Tishrei one.
You can't see it.
And then the Mazel for Iyar moves to Nisan because you added a month. So it's off by a month. And then it stays off. And then next leap year will be off by 2 months. And then after 13, that doesn't make any sense at all. Both things don't make no sense. What does it mean there's no Mazel? Obviously, I don't think there's
anything. Tishrei or Nisan?
Nisan, meaning if Adar Aleph is the Adar Mazel of Adar, then Nisan will have the Mazel, Adar Beis will have the Mazel of Nisan, and it'll be off. That doesn't make any sense either, because obviously. the solar and the lunar years all up. Obviously, what the scrutiny probably means is not that, like, there's no stars, obviously, or even that there's no mazel. It just means that months, we assign people mazelos based on where they're born. That's, like, how we assign a mazel to people. Even though it's not exactly off, right? You can have the same solar day that one year is in Nisan, next year is in Iyar, because it moves by a few, like, 11 days a year. Obviously, sometimes the leap year fixes it. Leap year doesn't even push it off. Leap year fixes it. Push it back to where we were, right? Slides a few days, and push it back.
Are we, like, off now by
a couple of days? Yeah, that's a different thing. But, like, yeah. Slide a little bit, push it back. Slide a couple of days, that's the door. Slide a couple of days, push it back. So, we don't differentiate. There's not really any halachic nafkamina to do it, so it doesn't matter. But, like, what mazel you're born in, but, like, when the halachic constantly comes up in the Gemara, talk about what mazel you are. It comes up a few times.
Like, what profession you should have.
The profession you should do. We don't like passing like that way usually, but, like, talk about either way. Like obviously, the Gemara doesn't say, oh, if you're born in this month, but if it's off by a couple of days in this year, it doesn't want to say that. Why? Because, no, it's just we to make it simpler, maybe, or just to, that's the way we look at it. We say this month has that mazel. So, Adar Beis doesn't come with a mazel. Now, obviously, the stars don't look any different. You can't look at the sky and see it's Adar Beis. That'd make it easier to understand if it's a leap year or not. Alright? Alright, probably, this is the problem, which is, like, years are 12 months. We have a set. Rules. We have rules for what a 12-month year is, right? And, like, 13 kind of throws it off. It doesn't really fit. We had a notion that says, like, maybe it's not even part of the year, right? We talked about maybe connect the 2 months because you can't come up 13 months. It doesn't work, right? We talked about the Meganavar and stuff like that. I mean, all these Makaros seem to be getting towards, like, the months are connected a little more than they have to be. There aren't really, there's 12 months in a year. A couple more Makaros like that. It gets a little crazier. This is the one that says, yeah?
Well, why should it be that, why should it be that Adar Sheni has the Mazel, not Adar Aleph?
Why Adar Sheni? Yeah, that's also a question. Meaning, yeah, it could be for Ezra, maybe. I don't know, but you're right. I don't know. He seems to assume that if there was a mazel for only one or the other one, it'd be Adar Aleph. You're right. The Gemara Roshana that talks about Tu B'Shvat. When is Tu B'Shvat in the leap year? Gemara first asks, is Tu B'Shvat a solar day or a lunar day? Basically, do you figure out the English day? Like, we calculate December 4th each year. That's the same English day of the year. The Gemara says, how many maybe do that for Shvat, for Tu B'Shvat? And the Gemara says, no, which makes sense, because it's a solar, it's an agricultural thing, right? And then the Gemara says, okay, fine, what about in a leap year? Do you do a Shvat, Tu B'Shvat, or do you do the 15th day of Adar Aleph? Because usually it's 2 months before Pesach, and 2 months before Pesach. The Gemara rejects it, says, no, you could use it in Shvat, which is why we do Tu B'Shvat in Shvat. But what's this Havamina? Like, what? Like, the behind this Havamina clearly is that we're a little stuck about what to do. When I have all these things on the calendar, on the Jewish calendar that are really agricultural. Like, Pesach is really agricultural. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot have their historical events. They also have their agricultural events that happen those days.
Really?
Chag is here. Chag is it, right? Yeah, that's a week long. Shavuos, right? He knows. What? Meaning, years, we talk about, like, we give it a Jewish date, a lunar calendar day, but really there's a time of year it's supposed to be. Right? So Pesach, we're sure to fix Pesach, but, like, we're fixing Pesach, does that drag with the Tu B'Shvat? How far does it drag back? Does it drag back Hanukkah? Does it drag back Sukkot? Doesn't make any sense. How far back do you drag? We're stuck, because we know how 12 months years work. And we're stuck, because we can't add only a few days each year, because it didn't have to have a full month in each year, has to be a certain amount of months. Chod HaShon on the Gemara. All right, what's the Havamina? Maybe you had 11 days a year. And Gemara says, nah, because you gotta have full months. But then we're, like, stuck about what to do. We don't know what to do with the extra days. A whole month, it's like extra bubble worth of go, you know? It's kind of like pushed down like a tablecloth, like a bubble. It's stuck out somewhere. You end up somewhere. So, like, extra month, maybe it's in Shvat. And maybe Tu B'Shvat is after that. When did the extra month stuck in there?
The reason for the prison. In Mabron Lebesof.
Yeah.
So that you don't have this issue.
Yeah, but then everything gets a little earlier. It's like squished earlier. And then, what do you squish? You're going to squish the month. The solar year happens the same. I'm trying to squish an extra month between Adar and Nisan. Or between Shvat and Adar. So where does everything else go? Does it stay where it was? Does it push back? That's behind this happening here.
I mean, no matter what, it's not where it was. It's relative. Yeah. It's relative to something else.
Yeah, it would be best to move it a few days, but you can't really do that.
Right.
Like, Tu B'Shvat is the problem. So the Gemara concludes, Tu B'Shvat isn't Shvat, but the Gemara is happening, I'll probably think of that.
Yeah.
Also, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, when talking about different simanim, I don't have them in the cards, a different simanim about making a leap year, like Shvat, about, basically, if it's too cold like this, then make a leap year, right? And Gemara, for each of those different things, one is about the weather and the trees, the size of the trees and the crops, I forget that called example. The Gemara each one says, oh, if it's like this, it's Din Shvat. Or this is Din Adar. Meaning, the Gemara looks at, like, agricultural things, like natural things that are developing in the seasons, and says, oh, that's a Shvat thing. That's meaning make it a leap year.
Maybe
add another holiday. Yeah. I mean, Gemara says, that's a Shvat thing, that's an Adar thing. That's what the Gemara points things through the Gemara, there is a sense that comes up with all the months that, like, Thomas is hot, right? Is there a din that Thomas has to be hot? Not really, but, like, because it always happens, because we always make sure that Nisan is in the spring, so Thomas is always going to be hot. But, like, is there a din? But, like, the Gemara kind of assumes it's true. The Gemara assumes it's true that Gemara calls a time of year that's 2 months before Pesach Shvat. Add a month this year because it's Shvat outside. You can taste, like,
fits with
the weather. It's Shvat.
I mean,
yeah.
The months are not just lunar. They are also solar.
Yeah, so all the months, but once you have this, like, then what do you do with 13 of them? There's only, I don't know which 12 months go. There's each got 12th of the year, get a month. It's one of those 13. So it's a little like, oh, it's Shvat now. It just tastes like Shvat outside. It looks like Shvat outside. So add a month. But, like, it's out or out. So, like, yeah, that's the same thing. There's a Rosh Sanhedrin. That's crazy. He says, the Gemara talking to the difference that we mentioned before, about if it's a leap year, if it's a, what's it called? It's too late to make a leap year when it comes to, it's too late to make a leap year on the 30th day of Nisan. On the 30th day of Adar. Because even though it's called Adar, it's already, like, sort of, could be Nisan. You could have made a leap, you could have made a leap year today, make a leap, you could have made Nisan today, the rest is not. So the Gemara says, Im Kadosh HaZechodesh. So Rashi says, what do you do? Do you want to make a leap year that day? He says, you can't say we're Mekudash. Lomar Mekudash who either Kaven DeRoy Lekvo Nisan, I could have made today Nisan. I can't say Mekudash, it's Adar Nisan, it's Adar Sheni. Karina Bay, Zen Nisan, that's the din of Zen Nisan. The din of Chodesh Avachem, Zen Nisan, Ein Acher Nisan. Zen Nisan, Ein Acher Nisan. Ela Shaski, Chimata Rishon Chachwina, Mekadash Lele Nisan. Just be quiet, and next month announce it's Nisan. Which it sounds like the Adar Ma explains it as saying, I don't think he actually means this, is saying you make a 30-day, you make a 60-day month. He could be saying in general, only in a specific case where you're too late to make a leap year, or maybe always. Could be, the way Rosh says it, if you announce Mekudash today, it would be Nisan. So what do you do? Wait a month, then say Mekudash. Don't say anything. Usually each month you say Mekudash. The Adar Ma says that doesn't make sense, not based off a 60-day month. He just says because the Mishnah Roshana, the way you Paskin, the Mishnah Roshana, if you don't say Mekudash, the next day is Roshana automatically. He thinks what you're saying, Rashi, doesn't work. But technically, he's okay with. He's on board with this. Let's make a 60-day month.
And
next month,
he's done.
Oh, when's Parm? I don't know. Is it the 45th day of Adar? I don't know. That's not anything. No one talks about this. Like, what is he talking about here? So I don't know if he actually means 60-day month. I don't know if he actually means it's not Rosh Chodesh. Could be what he's saying is that there's already, like we said before, I think the only way to explain this, it makes any sense, is that there are 12 months, right? You can't have a 13th month. There's no room for it. The best we could do is extend one of the months and make it twice as long. I'm not saying it's not Rosh Chodesh in between. It's still Rosh Chodesh in between, probably. It's still probably Chayav Musaf for Rosh Chodesh. But, like, you can't do a formal declaration of Rosh Chodesh on our base because our base is not a real thing. We're trying to, like, ignore it as much as possible. Like, you can't announce Mekudesh. It's time for Nisan. That's Nisan. The months are so connected that it's not even like a new identity of a month. There's an identity. Each month has an identity. And there only are 12 identities. We saw before. We got stuck. How do you have a 13th identity? There isn't one. So you gotta pretend that Adar Beis, Adar Aleph is really Shvat, or something is the wrong month. And Adar Aleph, Adar Beis, they're so connected. Why are they connected? Because there only are 12. And that's why all these things we said before, the Magad Avraham connected 2 months, and the Pnei Moshe connected 2 months. Because, like, they're so connected that it's just a long 12th month. Maybe even Doraisa. There's nothing with at least Ezra. Ezra added the names. Gave each month a name. But even before then, maybe. Each month had a thing. That's my thoughts. That's basically what I got. Back to Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe said that, what's it called? I have two more quotes here, but one of them we touched on. This Tosafos kind of goes against the whole thing. He says Tosafos said, you gotta add Adar. Adar's only you can double because anything, if you doubled Shvat, then Shvat would be 11 and 12, and then Adar would be 13, and Adar has to be the 12th month, which is somehow Xeris Kassif you got from a Pasuk in Esther, which I don't know how that makes any sense. Either way. But maybe you can say, no, if the month you add is not, you can't add another month, you just take a month and split it in half, and they both have the same identity of the month, because it's the only way it works. So maybe even if I doubled Teves, it wouldn't be 9 Kislev, 10 Teves, 10 Teves Beis, 11 Teves Beis, and then 12 Shvat. It wouldn't be like that, it would be 2 tens. And then Adar would still be the 12th month. So Tosafos doesn't have to say that. Maybe you can say, you can answer for Tosafos and say, no. Adar, even if you don't double Adar, Adar is still the 12th month. Because doubling a month doesn't mean you count it twice. You count it once. Just as twice as long. It has the identity of the month a little bit. And Gemara concludes that Shvat, we choose Shvat in Shvat because Shvat keeps the identity. The only one that's split is Adar. In Mesabaris Masofa doesn't mean you add a month before or after Adar. It means Adar itself is cracked in half. Or it's elongated and there's two different Adars. But it's not that we add a month before or after it. They both That's why they put both the dinim of Adar. Like, one has that, Imavir and Alamitzos. Or, Smith of Gula Gula. Clearly, they're both the right month. Because they're both the same month. It's the same month twice. It's not 12 and 13. It's 12 and then 12 again. And even if you were different months, Adar would still be the 12th month. You can say, Chodesh Nemsar, Chodesh Adar, if you double a different month. I have the Ugger here because it's fun, but it's the classic Ugger. Yeah, the Ugger has all these riddles at the end of the Ugger. You know this? And the first one is super famous, and the rest of them are all like super obscure. But the first one, they're all about like Hilchos Shechita, or like Hilchos, like Kashrus. But the first one is like, how do you have two twins? Actually, this is pretty obvious. Like, even in general, it's pretty obvious. You have two twins, and the younger one, Bar Mitzvah, is a month before the other one. Alright? You want to hear the riddle? It's a classic riddle. Yeah, because obviously, you're born end of Adar Aleph and Adar Beis. So, the second one is born Adar Aleph. What? What? Shrestha would say it's not true, the Ugger. Or it's only true because of Elias Ezra.
I'm saying, at what time, when are they born that there's a difference?
And they're born right before, right in the last minutes of Lamed Shvat. Lamed Adar Aleph. And the other one's born in the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. So one of them is born on the first day of Adar, one's born on the last day of Adar, so one of them is Bar Mitzvah a month earlier. The younger one is the end of Bar Mitzvah a month earlier. The Shrestha would say, either that's not true, it's only true after Elias Ezra. Because, what's it called? Yeah, because 12 is 12, and 13 is doesn't exist in some years. Right? Either way. Yeah, that's the famous rule for your food there. But there's that. And good. There are muscles.